You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. As water was rising, there was little chance of getting bucket trucks into the areas that need help. Instead, power companies are relying on drones to survey the damage. The trade group Edison Electric Institute, also known as EEI, is monitoring the situation. Vice President for Security and Preparedness Scott Aronson explains the challenges.
Hurricane Harvey is probably a better analog to what we're seeing with Hurricane Florence, with just this catastrophic flooding. Really, what's making Florence even more unique, unfortunately, is the rain up in Appalachia now has to go someplace, and it is going to go into the area that was already hit.
In North Carolina, some rivers receded but then crested again. At least 13 rivers were at major flood stage when WVXU interviewed Aronson last week, complicating repair efforts even more.
You've got, and we're hearing numbers like 30 and 40 feet of flooding, where you have infrastructure that is completely inaccessible, where you have infrastructure or we have obviously ground that is so saturated that a traditional truck couldn't get in there.
That's where the drones come in. Manager of Unmanned Aerial Systems Jacob Velke says Duke Energy and other power companies have more than 36 crews operating them.
So I think what we're seeing in the most affected areas is that we're going to see a prolonged period of flooding. And so one of the benefits that the drones bring to the table is the ability to get some eyes on our infrastructure's damage in those flooded areas so that when the flooding recedes, we have the reconnaissance of what that damage is going to look like, and we can pre-position the tools, materials, and people to get the lights on in those flooded areas as quickly as possible after the water recedes.
It's anybody's guess when all the power will be restored, but in the meantime, the drones identify which lines are damaged. Velke and his crew used Duke Energy drones in Puerto Rico. They had to locate wires in heavy vegetation and restring power lines.
Getting those lines reattached across a 1,200-foot span over the vegetation was very challenging. And so in Puerto Rico, we used a drone to fly a very light line, similar to paracord, from pole to pole that was then used to pull back a stronger woven cord that was ultimately used to pull in the conductor to restring the power lines in Puerto Rico.
Velke is one of the first to use a drone to restring power lines. Duke's been using drones since 2015, testing them in Indiana and North Carolina. EEI's Aronson says in the last 2 to 3 years, more and more power companies have put drones into action and not just for disaster response.
The use cases have just exploded in number. We can do this for everything from maintenance to the ability to do just surveillance on our lines to disaster response.
In the most recent disaster response, Duke is using the drones in combination with helicopters. The Duke drone operators in the Carolinas have come from all different fields, according to Velke.
I have folks whose normal job is economic development or land survey or a wind technician in Texas or Michigan. And these folks have come to the Carolinas to act as dedicated drone crews to assist with the storm restoration, which, again, in that spirit of working as one, is pretty incredible.
Duke uses drones to inspect solar panels, wind turbines, transmission lines, and other structures with infrared and high-zoom sensors. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.